Today, we continue with lesson number 29 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shviyos. We're in the seventh perek, today the fourth and fifth Mishnayos. We learned yesterday that it is not permissible for a Jewish person to do business with those types of foods which are not kosher to be eaten. So you can't do business with nevelos, trefos, shkotsim, remosim, non-kosher meat, eels, lobsters, shrimp, whatever. Nor can you do business with a bechor, the bechor behema tahora. If you have an animal, the firstborn of a cow, so you have to treat that in a certain manner. If the animal develops a mum, the type of defect that disqualifies it from ever being a korban in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, then this animal can be bought by a non-kohen who can eat it. It's mutar ba'achila lizorim. Suppose a person lokach, but it can't be sold in the market. You can't go into the business of selling bechoros. So the Mishnah says, lokach bechor lemishteh v'no. If a person bought a bechor behema tahora, it means a bechor bal mum, a mum which disqualifies an animal from being a korban, does not necessarily disqualify it from being kosher to eat. So he bought such meat for his son's wedding, ol regel, oh, for a yom tif, and below tzorich lo. He didn't need it. He had less guests than he thought, or whatever happened. The shidduch broke off. He doesn't need the meat anymore. He bought for Yom Tov and doesn't need that much meat. So, in such a case, mutar lemochro, it's permissible to sell it. Because he's not going into business, he's not selling it at a profit, he's just selling it so that it not go to waste, and at least he gets some money for what he spent. The Mishnah continues, Sodei Chaya, hunters who hunt animals, chaya, either wild animals, deer, ofos, or wild birds, or dogim, or he goes fishing, shenizdamnu lohem minei temeyim, that as he's doing his hunting, he finds not only a deer, he finds a chves, a weasel, he finds not only turkeys and ducks, but he finds a hawk, or he goes fishing and he fishes a catfish, which is not kosher, etc. So what can he do with them? So the Mishnah says, mutorim lemochron. It's permissible for him to sell them. Because he didn't go fishing for a catfish. He was fishing for trout. And he found a fat catfish, so he's not in business of catfish selling. So therefore, it's permissible to sell it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af mishen ismana lo lefidarko. Not only a hunter, but any person. If you and I go fishing and we catch a fish which is not kosher, lokeach, where are we? He says, lokeach umocher. He can buy or sell these types of fish or animals of whatever sort. As long as you're not in the business of selling catfish or pigs or whatever, that's fine. V'chachamim ostrim. V'chachamim say no. If a person's not a hunter, he shouldn't be buying and selling it at all. And the reason is explained in the Yerushalmi. Professional hunters, the Chachamim were lenient with them. Because they had to pay taxes. They were hunters. They had to pay a hunting license and whatever other kinds of taxes they had to pay. So therefore, if they were out there looking for trout and instead they found eels, so they permitted to sell the eels for the cash that they get. Therefore, they can pay their taxes. After all, it's their business. But if someone goes fishing for sport, there's no heter for him, according to the Chachamim, to buy and sell animals which are Dvorim Tumeyim. That's Mishnah Hey. Mishnah Dalet goes back to the previous list of items, plants of various sorts that are subject to the laws of Shviyos. So, you have certain types of plants which have long leaves or branches, and the leaves or branches are themselves edible. For example, the Mishnah gives lulavei zerodim. The lulavim, it looks like a big long lulav coming out of that type of plant called zerodim, which is some type of a thorn bush of some sort. But these lulavim are edible. V'hacharuvim. And similarly, the carob tree has not only what we call boxa, which is eaten, but it has long leaves, which are also edible. So, yesh lehem shviyas, letnayim shviyas, yesh lehem beer, letmayim beer. They're subject to all the laws of shviyas. They too are machal adam. Similarly, the Mishnah continues, but a slight difference, lulvei ho'elo. There's an elo tree, which is mentioned many times. A tree in the forest is mentioned many times in Tanakh. And it's even mentioned in Chumash. And this elo, the lulavim of this elo tree are edible. But the elo tree is an evergreen tree. V'habotna v'ho'atodim. And similarly, the botna tree, the tree which gives off the fruits called botnim, which is a type of a nut of some sort, something like an almond. And the atadim tree, the atad bush, which is a thorn bush of some sort, which has leaves which are edible. So these lulavim, these leaves which are edible, are yesh lohem shviyas v'letneyem shviyas. But ein lohem bior v'lolet mayem bior. There's no bior because they are miskaimim ba'oretz. They are evergreen. The branches, these lulavim, never ever fall off the tree. They're there all year. So there's no kalam lechayim and hasadeh, there's no biur. But besides these lulavim, which are long branched like leaves, which are there all year, there are also smaller leaves, stam olin. So the Mishnah continues, aval le'olin, these leaves, which are not lulavim, which are not evergreen, which are not miskaimim ba'oretz, yesh biur, there is a biur for them, b'nei she'noshrim mei avihem, because they do fall off in the winter from their branches, and therefore they are kolal lachayim and asoda, and therefore they are subject to the laws of biur. So we have finished Mishnah Dalet and Mishnah Hey of Perek Zayin, and the process have concluded lesson number 29.